have another edition of the NWGHL Player Profile. And joining us on the line right now is the team captain of the Northeast Navigators, Robert LeMay, who's originally from the High Prairie area. Of course, the league, like many other hockey leagues out there, in a bit of a holding pattern right now, waiting to see when they can get the green light to resume play. So I'm curious, first question for you here, Robert, is what are some of the things that you've been kind of staying busy with during this little hiatus here?
It's definitely difficult to stay busy with, like, the lockdown and everything, but our coaches are getting by with doing video calls with the team every Monday, trying to keep us going and interested in the hockey and waiting for what we're hoping for is to play again. And other than that, you know, just trying to stay active as best as we could is definitely what we've all been trying to do, and that's what we've been doing for the last 5 weeks.
So you're still kind of optimistic that, you know, things can finally get sort of worked out there and you guys will be back on the ice playing again?
Yeah, it's definitely more be ready for the ice. It's better to be ready for something that doesn't happen than not be ready for something that will happen.
Well, of course, while that's been going on, I'm curious, off the ice, though, what kind of sort of passions and hobbies have you been doing off the ice to stay busy as well?
Definitely haven't been doing much. Just hanging out with people that I don't usually see throughout the hockey season and just helping out with my family and everything. But, you know, just usually into spending time with friends from high school or anything like that just to keep me busy.
Of course, speaking of friends and family, of course, you are from the High Prairie area originally. Well, I'm curious, when you were growing up over there, what were some of your kind of hockey influences, if you will, growing up there?
Definitely a couple of them were ex-Navigators with Burrows, Brent Walker, and my cousin from my dad's side, Jonathan Bellion, who didn't play Junior B for the Navs, but it was still a big reason why I play today.
And I know I've talked to some people from the High Prairie area who mentioned going to a lot of games for the High Prairie Regals in the North Peace Hockey League back in the day. Did you go to many of their games as well?
I tried to attend a few, but being so young, it was definitely difficult to stay interested and just would rather do, like, run around the rink with friends instead of just sitting there watching. But if they were still playing today, it'd be a lot easier and more entertaining.
Well, hopefully they come back one of these days. But in the meantime, of course, with you, when it comes to sort of getting ready for a game yourself, what's kind of sort of the pregame routine you kind of find yourself going through?
Oh, there's a lot. But usually, generally, what I do is try it. Well, every morning on game day, I'll call my dad, just talk to him about what could happen, what I need to do and whatnot. But when I get to the rink, it's a bit more difficult because I don't talk to the starting goalie, just like how I feel and more comfortable with the game. I don't talk to the starting goalie, but I'll play like Suey and everything, try and stretch out. And then I'll talk to my trainer for a bit and kind of just not really focus, but like calm down and then be ready for the game. That's about it for my ritual.
I'm curious, is there a particular kind of pre-game meal that you like to go for?
For a while, I used to eat spaghetti with just butter and cheese, but now it definitely doesn't really faze me to what I eat. But if I go out or something, it'll definitely be like a chicken Caesar salad, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and getting back to some of the off-ice stuff, if you kind of put any thoughts into what you kind of sort of future plans are for like maybe you're playing in the North Peace Hockey League. Have you thought about your education, going to college route? Have you sort of put any thought into kind of your sort of future plans?
Well, definitely school's a thought, but really the only thing I want in the future before I do anything is definitely a ring in the Nugel. But, you know, after I'd like to go to school and play hockey, but if hockey's not an option, then definitely go to school and become a gym teacher.
Oh, gym teacher. Now, that sounds pretty interesting. Well, hopefully the hockey season will be back underway once again. Robert LeMay of the North Peace Navigators, thanks for joining us here today.